Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Mass Country by the late great, aka The Clock Starts Now.
The latest African album review is
Loading. Mass Country by AKA was released on February 24th, 2023. It has 14 songs, which represents 54 minutes, 29 seconds of runtime. It has 16 features and multiple producer placements. And it's brought to you by Sony Music Entertainment Africa. Let's go. Mass Country opens up in true AKA fashion. It's nice and has this jazzy feel. It's not like your full song per se. It's more of an intro-esque type song. But really, the gold is in the lyrics. And it's something that can actually bring you to tears, because he basically says on the chorus, "I told you once and I told you before that love is supposed to be something more than a pastime." And this could be referencing his love for music. He has said before, like, "Oh yeah, I think the last album was supposed to be his last album," but he's like, nah. You know, there's love there and it's supposed to be more than a pastime. So when it comes to music, I love it, even if sometimes I walk away from it. And then the chorus continues, "I said I dust myself off and make my way to the next time. This is the last time." And honestly, it can really bring you to tears knowing that when he was singing this, he couldn't have envisioned that truly this was the last time, because now that he's passed away, and before his album was released, which is now released posthumously, his words felt like he was actually speaking something that he knew about. And that's the depth of this intro. And because it has that intro-esque feel with, you know, it's very musical, and but it has that intro-esque feel, it makes you introspect, because you're not really thinking about the beat, because it's not really there like that. It's more about the words. And what he's talking about, even in the verses, you know, he goes back as far as 2010 and almost does this journey of some key moments in his life. The wins, the losses. He mentions the late Ricky Rick, who passed away last year. It just gets you. It gets you. But this is what Mass Country starts with. And wow, it's an emotional journey. And I'm only on the first track. As I moved on to the second track, which is Mbuzi Freestyle, this is all about AKA being the GOAT. One thing that this song does is it takes you back to the AKA of like Victory Lap. That rapper type AKA. And he's just going bars all the way through. I thought it was going to be a short one, like maybe a 2-minute song. Nah, this one is like 5 minutes 13 seconds. And it features Tato Saw as well. And it really connects you with that AKA you fell in love with so many years ago. The song Crown with MT and Manana Sets is set to be a classic. One of those songs that it could be a hit, but it's most likely going to be one of those like underground cult favorites, where the people that are really into AKA MT, they're gonna take this song and just run. And I'm also gonna give a shout out to Manana, who came through, I think it was roughly at about the just before the 3-minute mark, with some amazing vocals and this just soulful contribution to this song. The chorus is catchy, the verses are catchy, the beat is bouncy and catchy. Everything about this song works, and It'll be interesting to see how far this song can run, because it's got the hallmarks of an absolute classic. Before this album dropped, there are already songs that you know, many of which were dropped before AKA passed away. And then the most recent one is AKA and Kidomina. I think, and now I don't know if he's even called Kidomina, it's just KDDO. Kido. I don't know. But that's the latest one to drop, which was his first posthumous drop. The other songs are Paradise with Musa Keys and Jackie, the Ghanaian star. And then there's Prada with Kuli Chana, top tune. And then obviously the smash hit of the album and one of the biggest smash hits of AKA's career, which is Lemonade with Nasty C. And I couldn't even tell you enough about that song, enough about the video. I mean, these gems absolutely nailed it. In addition to the vibe and the bounce that I mentioned on the song Crown, I think Sponono featuring Baby Son and O31 Chopper is gonna be another one to watch out for. It also has Java, actually. There's something about this song which, again, it has the makings of a classic, a song that you probably could listen to over and over again, but also, you know, when maybe you're just feeling down and you just wanna get a pick-me-up type song, it has got that feeling. And when you listen to it, the contribution from AKA himself and then the other three artists, Java, O31, Chopper and Baby Son, shows that they were so in sync when this song was being made. We all know the soulfulness of Java, but the whole song, everything was just done to perfection. I think you're gonna find that when you're listening to mass country, you almost listen to it from a perspective of looking for any hints or something that maybe points to the fact that AKA knew about what was going to happen to it. But also you're looking for clues and things to some of the most burning questions that we've had for such a polarizing figure and artist and star such as AKA. Because throughout his career, I think one thing that was always apparent is he never shied away from, you know, going at anything head on. You always heart on his sleeve. But when it comes to that, even when he needed privacy or just to be left alone, people still wanted to know what his thoughts about something were, or what happened in whatever situations. And it was always hard for him to create that separation and just have that little bit of privacy. So in listening to it that way, I don't know if it gave me a sense of almost like nervousness, like to discover some of those songs and whether the, and speculating really who or what situation the songs are about. Take the song Ease, for example, with Blackie and Younger, which is, oh God, Blackie, what Blackie did on that chorus. Guys, what Blackie did on that chorus is amazing. But anyway, when the song really is about pride in relationships, fighting in relationships, and those ill feelings that come with that territory. And I've got a feeling people are just gonna be asking a lot of questions about this song in particular and bringing up the lyrics and trying to attribute them to certain situations. And this is what people are probably gonna do anyway, but you also have to understand that from an artistic perspective, an artist, particularly of the star of AKA, doesn't need, you know, his own personal situations to be the content of songs, because as a person who relates with who related a lot with other people, and we heard that, you know, during his memorial and everything, He was there for a lot of people. So some of these situations don't necessarily have to be about him directly. But be that as it may, the song is really powerful for people in relationships that are looking to almost get over that difficult place where you seem to be fighting all the time, you seem to have misunderstandings all the time, and realize that you're on the same side and you both want the same things. I do have to say shout out to the production team on Ease, which is Krista Kobedi and Von Fori. God, they killed it. The beat is crisp and pure. You know, it's crazy. AKA had the audacity to have a song called I'm a Piano on Mass Country. And it's not even an I'm a Piano song. It does have the log drum, I think. Yeah, it has the log drum. But it couldn't be further from I'm a Piano as we know it. And only AKA can do something like this. And I found it pretty interesting and almost hilarious. This one features Laylizzy and Withered. I still can't get over it because, you know, this is what AKA was about anyway. I think we do have to mention the fact that track 11, Dangerous, which is with Blackie and Nadia Nakai. This track is going to last a very long time, but it's one of the tracks that people are going to default to just to describe the type of love that AKA Nadia Nakai had, you know. Both AKA and Nadia Nakai came through on this song, Blackie, as usual, and it was really nice sort of getting two perspectives of people that were in a relationship, really sort of giving it their all on the mic and just bearing their souls. Besides the fact that it's a beautiful song. It really is a beautiful song. And it goes without saying that I know this is one of the songs that probably Nadia Nakai will listen to, and it will put a smile on her face as much as it will make her cry, because the love was something else. But also for the fans as well, you cannot help but connect with the emotion that's there. Upon analyzing Mass Country as a project, you really get AKA full circle. You're going to get glimpses of the AKA from a long time ago, but you're also going to get AKA from 3 years ago, and then the journey coming through to AKA into 2023. And it shows you the musical evolution of the artist. That's really what it shows you. Interestingly, Mass Country has got plenty of modern, sort of for trendy influences, like the log drum. The log drum is not only on that song that I mentioned, I'm a Piano. It's on Lemons. It's on, I think, Diary, Anxiety, and other songs as well. It's slotted in there skillfully at that. And then there's a lot of musicality within the whole project, because AKA had this uncanny ability to really sample, whether in lyrics or in the music, things that are out of this world completely. And it just leaves you thinking, huh? He did that? And he wasn't afraid to express himself even in ways where he wasn't, it wasn't his domain necessarily, like in the singing. He did a lot of singing and attempting to sing rap too in this project. And it was something that we've become accustomed to over the last few years, when he kind of evolved a little bit and decided to try something new. There's a Kanye West-ish influence in there. It's there. Hard to say exactly where, but when you hear it, you pick up on it and you're like, AKA totally channeled his inner yay right there. And that's what Mass Country does. It leaves you with a smile on your face. Sometimes it really gets to you like, wow, did this guy know? You know, and it puts you in thinking mode, so to speak. A lot of the songs are real and they seem to come from a real place, like things that AKA has either experienced or somebody or some people close to him have seen. And he channels that and makes it into music. And he also knows how to have fun as well. So this is not an album that's like completely serious or anything. You do get songs like Diary, Anxiety, which he bears his soul. He really does. He just goes all out and just says, look, it's not as it seems. Like, you know, even in my confidence, I've got things that I've been thinking about and things that stress me out. And, you know, I've been doubted. I've been questioned in many senses. So things like that take you back to the reality that even if he was a celebrity and a star, he was still a human being first. As a posthumous album, it's going to be interesting how it's going to be received as by the fans, and the fact that, you know, we are all just trying to deal with what happened to him. You know, it's still early on, it's still fresh in our minds, there's still shock in our system. So those things might influence the outcome of how people rate this album, because there's something there, there's an emotional connection there already. I think if I look at it as an album, for me, it's not necessarily a no skips album. I've found his new style exists on two platforms for me. Either I like a song or I'm just not with it completely. And that's kind of like how I felt with Mass Country. I could pick out of the 14 songs, maybe around 8 or 9 songs that I'm like, yeah, I can listen to these songs, you know, quite a few times. And the songs that I saved that I think are going to be hits and are songs that I think I could listen to over and over again, there's probably about 5 songs there, which this is the album makeup that I've always been used to. It doesn't necessarily have to be an album of bangers all the way, but you kind of balance it with the artistic expression of the artist and, you know, the label expectations of numbers, which is hits. So 5 tracks which I picked out. I think Crown is going to be quite something. Sponono, Ease, Dangerous, and Everest. Of course, I haven't included songs like Lemons and Paradise, which I think are fire songs already, particularly Lemonade. Oh, that song is fire. But it's been out already. It's a hit already, so no need to beat that drum. Overall, you know, I would give Mass Country a solid 7.5 out of 10. AKA fans will love it and they will cherish it as well. The last project. RIP AKA, and thank you for what you did for the music industry.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.